Hey there, welcome to Make It Happen Monday, where every Monday I'm bringing you a quick tip to get you moving and make it happen this week. Today I'm going to be talking about collaborating or forming a partnership that creates a win-win scenario. I'm going to be giving you tips and a look into how I started to do this when my business was just beginning 18 years ago and how I used the same strategy again 5 years ago when starting my online business. All right, let's do this. 18 years ago, I decided I wanted to start teaching dance classes and I wanted to start having like a middle school competitive dance team. It was something different that wasn't happening in our area. People were dancing in middle school, but they weren't competing on a dance team. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start this. So what I did was instead of going out, I was 18 years old. So I wasn't, you know, hanging out with middle schoolers. I didn't have a list of middle schoolers. Hi, Rosemary. Good morning. So I have a half sister. My half sister has a cousin. So that's why I have to explain that. People are like, how is that your sister's cousin and not your cousin? She's my half sister. And her cousin was on the middle school dance team in our like local town. So I said to her, any chance you could have your cousin hand out these flyers and tell people, like, spread the word. Okay. And she did. And 90% of the people, and not probably, I should say all of them, came from that little flyer that she passed around to her friends. Because when you think about it, right, she was somebody that had access to my target market. Okay. So that is how I started my dance studio. One girl passed out flyers to her friends, and we had 17 kids that first year, 100 kids 3 years later, right? And now today, thousands of kids that dance with us every single year. So with that said, using the strategy to find somebody, which we call the Dream 100, using that strategy to help find somebody to help you expand is so much better than trying to go after one client at a time. Okay. So that was a strategy I used back then. Then when I started my online business, this is the exact same strategy I did to jumpstart it. Okay. So I knew that getting an Instagram follower, a Facebook follower, one person on my email list, like, this was going to be hard work, right? So what I did was I looked at my network and I asked myself, where could I go right now that already has that they're friends with my ideal clients, right? They have that network where my ideal clients are hanging out. So what I did was I went to my dance mentor and I said, hey, I am going to be selling this productivity course. Okay. I'm going to be selling this productivity course. And I think your dance studio owners would love this. Like, I'm a dance studio owner. I use it. This is what I use to run my business. What if we sold this together on a webinar? Okay. And we split the profit 50-50. And she said, yes. Okay. So I went from having no following, no email list, nobody knowing that I was anything but a dance studio owner, right, to growing my email list that week with 800, you know, studio owners, 800 business owners. I now had my official list the first week of my business launching. Not many people can do that, right? But you can with this Dream 100 strategy. So I had a list of 800. The reason I got those names was because she emailed out her list and said, hey, Stacy and I are putting on a productivity masterclass. Feel free to come join us. It's free. And she sent out the link that I gave her, right? That was hooked up to my, I think, Entreport at the time, right? I gathered all those emails. So I went from zero to 800 without Facebook ads, right? Without having to spend any money. And it was a much more risk-free, right? Because if it didn't work, I was out some time. Okay. So with that said, we made $11,000 that week. It was on Black Friday 5 years ago. We made $11,000. We split it 50-50. Huge win-win and basically a big jump start into my online business. Okay. I do this in my brick and mortar still today. When I started my second location, I was very well known in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, right? We've been there for many, many years, but in Franklin, people knew of us, some people, but some people didn't. And I was like, how do we get our reputation over here in this other location? So I was thinking to myself, where are my people hanging out, right? Where can I find them? And I contacted the Franklin Library and I said, listen, I would love to be able to offer classes on your Franklin Park and Rec schedule, and we split a portion of the profits together, right? So all of a sudden, they put me in their publication, again, for free. I didn't pay for it. They put me in their publication because there was a win in it for them. Okay. That's what I really need you to see. There was a win in it for everybody involved. Okay. And that is why people want to help and want to move forward. So with that said, I started to get, they would send out this publication to like everybody in the city of Franklin, like twice a year. And I would be in the dance category. Okay. In fact, I was the only one in the dance category. All right. So when you look at this, you have to ask yourself, why would they want to help? What is in it for them? And when I ignore a DM or I don't respond to an email or there is no way this person's getting on my podcast, it is usually because they've come to the relationship, and not even a relationship. They haven't even started the relationship. That's strike one, right? They have come to the table with a win for themselves and nothing for me, right? And this is where I have to have you really understand this concept of building a dream 100, but having them understand that these relationships are strategic on their end, right? So the dance, the middle schooler, she wanted to compete. She had never competed. She was just doing her middle school dance team, right? Going to basketball games and things like that. She was excited. She knew that the only way she could do it is by telling her friends, because she can't have a dance team of one, right? So she was like, how do I go to my friends and tell them to do this? Okay. That was her win. My dance mentor, well, she made 50% profit. So that was a win for her, right? The Franklin Public Library, it was a win because they didn't have dance going on in their program. In fact, they couldn't keep dance going on. They actually told me that one of their biggest struggles was that they never had a good dance teacher and the turnover was awful. So they canceled it. So now I come in, I'm like, listen, let me give you something that's popular. We have, you know, we already had a reputation of being in the local area for 10 plus years in the city next door. And I said, trust us to do this and you're going to get a profit of this. And they made money that year, right? So I want you to start to assess, like, how could I really partner with people and give them a win-win too?